This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how God's loving hand on us can cause us to stand out. I think it's fair to say that when you are in relationship with God, it's like there's a shine on you. You easily stand out and others recognize you. And of course, this is not in a boastful way, but in an inspirational way. And this was certainly the case with a woman named Rahab. So as Joshua is preparing to conquer the town of Jericho, he sent two spies ahead to scope out the land. And the two spies entered the house of a prostitute named Rahab to hide. Although the king of Jericho immediately learns about the two spies and tells Rahab to turn those men over immediately. Well, Rahab was dishonest with the king, and she told him the spies were there, but they had left, when in fact they had not. That night, she confessed to them, and she said, "I know your God. I know the dry path he created for you to cross the Red Sea when you were fleeing Egypt. I see how he's helped you conquer the towns around Jericho." So she risked her own life that night because she saw a shine on these two men of God doing his work, and she wanted some of that for her life. And so I think sometimes that God works through our lives so that we might inspire the lives of others. That shine is just on us, and they want some of what we have. And so the next time you need to be inspired to let your shine brightly, rather, cling to these words: "You are a chosen people called out of darkness into his wonderful light." 1 Peter 2:9. So today, quite simply, just shine. You never know who you're inspiring.